Welcome back to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast, where we talk all things health, wellness, longevity, and of course, biohacking. I'm your host, Jenny Jones, and today we're diving into the fascinating world of algae and its game-changing benefits for energy, detox, and overall health. Joining us is Katherine Arnston, founder, CEO, and chief scientific officer of Energy Bits. Katherine is an expert in the science behind algae, with years of research and countless success stories about its role boosting energy, supportive gut health, improving sleep, and even enhancing longevity. In this episode, we'll unpack the science of spirulina and chlorella, explore their impact on the microbiome, cellular energy, and detox pathways, and discuss how they can be a simple yet powerful addition to your daily routine. Whether you're new to biohacking or already an algae fan, this episode is packed with actionable insights. So now let's dive into this amazing episode with Katherine. So I want to talk about one supplement I've been absolutely loving right now, and that is Cellemental Complete. I recently had a call with the team behind it, and one thing that stood out is the feedback they've been getting. So many users are noticing improved productivity. And honestly, I can attest to that because it's one of the first benefits I noticed too. Cellemental Complete is different from your typical supplements. It's a whole foods-based blend packed with essential nutrients your body craves, like wild sea cucumber, sea buckthorn, and grass-fed organ meats. These ingredients are carefully chosen for their abundance of vitamins, minerals, cofactors, and bioavailable nutrients that help support sustained energy and overall vitality. If you're like me, juggling work, workouts, and life, it can be hard to feel like you're hitting 100%. But with Cellemental Complete, I've noticed better focus, balanced energy, and that extra edge to tackle my day without crashing by mid-afternoon. No more overwhelming stacks of supplements or guessing what you need. Cellemental Complete keeps it simple by filling the gaps in your diet with nutrient-dense, bioavailable ingredients that help your body stay balanced and resilient. Ready to feel the difference for yourself? Use my code BHB for 10% off at cellementals.com. Trust me, your productivity, energy, and focus will thank you. Before we dive in, I want to say how much it would mean if you could subscribe to the Biohacker Blondie podcast or leave a review on your favorite platform. Your support helps me share valuable health insights and keeps this podcast thriving with the help of sponsors. Thank you for being a part of this journey, and I truly hope this information helps you and your loved ones on the path to better health. All right. Well, welcome to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast. I am so excited because we are here with Katherine Arnston.
You are the founder.
Both blonde. So there you go. And we're both biohackers.
Yes. And soon to be both in Miami.
Right. Yeah. Can't go wrong there.
So you are the founder, CEO, and chief scientific officer of Energy Bits, which are basically these chlorophyll spirulina algae tablets. And
yes,
I think most people know the benefits of algae, and I've discovered for the oral microbiome, for the gut, for all these things. So we're going to get into all things algae. So welcome so much. And I want to know, what was your inspiration for this company?
I know it's I tell people I didn't choose algae. It chose me. I'm actually Canadian by birth. I've lived in Boston, Massachusetts for 35 years, although I'm recently transitioning to Miami, like you will be soon. Yeah. And I mentioned the Canadian part because I have an MBA and I had been doing corporate business for 25 years, corporate career. And 16 years ago, my younger sister who in Canada, who I'm close to, developed breast cancer. Now her she went through chemotherapy and treatment and she completely healed. But her oncologist in Canada told her that she needed to change her diet to an alkaline diet. They didn't tell her what it was or why it was good for her. So my baby sister called me because, of course, I love her and I'm just a good researcher. In fact, I don't know if I told you, I recently, just this year, 2 months ago, I got my PhD in natural health. So I wanted to be sure people knew that I knew my stuff. But I've always been a great researcher. I've always been curious. So I dug in to learn about alkaline diets, which led me to plant-based nutrition. And chlorophyll and phytonutrients have been proven for decades to build your immune system. Yeah. And the other thing was that there's a German scientist by the name of Otto Warburg, who back in the 40s won a Nobel Prize for discovering that cancer cannot exist in your cells that are slightly alkaline. And that the scale of alkalinity is from 0 to 14. So you want your cells to be 7.1 or higher, and that will keep cancer cells out. And fortunately, my sister's oncologist was a woman. Women tend to be more open to nutritional interventions. So I found all this information for my sister. She did go through chemo. She completely healed. I started learning more about plant-based nutrition. Nobody was talking about it 15 years ago. I gave up my corporate career, went back to school, went to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, got a health coaching certificate. And then I taught plant-based nutrition at corporations and hospitals. And this is what led me to algae, because as I was trying to encourage people to eat more vegetables, I got so much pushback because everyone said, oh, my mother's been trying to get me to eat more vegetables since I was a kid, but they're too much work. They are heavy to carry home from the grocery store. My kids won't eat them. My husband won't eat them. They give me gas. They go bad. 1,000 reasons why people weren't eating vegetables. So I thought, okay, I need to find a way to get the nutrition of vegetables into them, but in a way that's effortless, easy, doesn't taste bad, blah, 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 blah. And I just went back to all the things I'd found for my sister. And when I got to algae, that's when the magic happened, because it turns out algae is the most alkaline food in the world. It's also the most nutrient-dense food in the world. The United Nations has endorsed algae, spirulina algae, for 50 years as the answer to world hunger, because, drum roll, it has the highest protein in the world. It has 3 times the amount of protein as steak. And NASA has been feeding the astronauts algae for 50 years. When were they going to tell us that? Wow. And they say that algae has 1,000 times more nutrition than any other fruit or vegetable. So, wow, nutrient-dense, alkaline. It's been used for centuries. The last 60 years in Asia, they take it daily, spirulina and chlorella, daily. And by the way, the Japanese have the best longevity, lowest cancer rates, lowest obesity rates, great skin and hair. It's not just the algae, but it's part of it. And algae is the most studied food in the world. There's 100,000 studies documenting that it reduces inflammation, improves your mitochondria health, prevents Alzheimer's, heart disease, just about everything. And I saved the best to last, because the great thing about algae, it has all these nutrients, 40 vitamins and minerals, highest chlorophyll in the world, highest protein in the world, and it comes in tiny little tablets. And each one of these tablets, okay, see how tiny it is? Each one has the same nutrition as an entire plate of vegetables. So while I'm talking to you right now, I just had a plate of vegetables. Problem solved. Kids love to chew them because it turns their tongues green. They think it's funny. Men swallow them. Most people do swallow the spirulina. I chew them, but we'll talk about this difference between the spirulina and the chlorella.
Yes.
But if you took 10 of these a day, you would fill all of your nutritional needs instantly. And like I said, most people swallow them. If you could swallow water in seconds, you can get all the nutrients that will keep you healthy, all the chlorophyll, but 40 vitamins and minerals, high protein. It's crazy. You could obviously take more, and we encourage you to take more if you do have a health condition you're trying to correct. But now you can give this to your newborns, your children, your pets, your grandparents, effortless nutrition. In fact, I call spirulina your nutritional insurance, because it gives you everything you need for the day. And after that, everything's bonus. It has 1 calorie per tablet. There's 0 carbs for those of you who are ketogenic, 0 lectins or oxalates for those of you who are carnivore. It's low-cal, low-carb, effortless absorption, effortless to take. You don't have to cook it, clean it, nothing, absolutely nothing.
I know. I love them. It's like, can you take too many?
You can't. In fact, the funny thing was, a friend of mine, she had a little lap dog, and the cats and dogs love this stuff. And so one day she bought a big bag of 1,000 tablets, and left it on the counter. It was a brand new bag. That little lap dog leapt up to the counter, ate the entire bag, 1,000 tablets. And she called me in a panic to ask if he was going to die. And I said, no, he'll probably throw up and poop a lot, but he'll be fine. And he was.
Are you ready to step up your health game? I'm excited to share an exclusive offer from Vivo Barefoot, the pioneers in barefoot footwear designed to bring you closer to nature and improve your overall well-being. Vivo Barefoot shoes are crafted to promote natural movement, enhance your posture, and strengthen your feet. Whether you're hitting the trails, the gym, or just walking around town, these shoes are the perfect companion for your biohacking journey. And the best part, as a Biohacker Blondie listener, you get an exclusive 10% off your purchase with the special discount code BHB. Just enter BHB at checkout and enjoy the benefits of barefoot living. ready to take the next step, head over to the link in the show notes or visit biohackerblondie.com to grab your pair of Vivo barefoot shoes today. Your feet will thank you. I also want to share with you my favorite skincare brand, Young Goose. I recently had an amazing conversation with the founder, Emma Tay, on the podcast, and I can't stop raving about their incredible product line. Young Goose is the number one biohacking skincare brand, and for good reason. Their products are designed to work at the cellular level, providing unparalleled results. I love every product in their line, from their serums to their moisturizers. Everything is formulated with the highest quality ingredients and innovative technology. And here's something special for my listeners. Young Goose has generously provided a discount code just for you. Use the code BHB10 at checkout to get 10% off your purchase. Make sure to check the show notes for the link and the code. Treat your skin to the best biohacking skincare out there with Young Goose and experience the transformation for yourself. Are you looking for a convenient and effective way to experience the benefits of peptides without the need for injections? Look no further than Level Up Health, my go-to brand for meticulously stacked oral peptides designed for maximum benefit. Their offerings include powerful options like liver support, gut repair, and BPC-157, and they just launched their latest innovation, Neuro Regenerate, perfect for supporting brain health and cognitive function. Whether you're at home or traveling, these oral peptide stacks provide a hassle-free solution to boost your wellness journey. Ready to try them out? Head over to levelup.health.com, that is LVLUP health.com, and use the code BIOHACKERBLONDIE, that is BIOHACKERBLONDI, yes, just with an I, at checkout to receive 10% discount. The details and links will also be available in the show notes. Don't miss out this opportunity to elevate your health with Level Up Health's premium peptide stacks.
So, and our NHL players, they take 75 spirulina before a game because they want lots of energy on the ice and focus on the ice. The Detroit Red Wings, there's all kinds of teams that use this. And then they take 75 chlorella after, because we'll tell you what chlorella does. This is a nutritional algae. Chlorella is a wellness algae, and it pulls out toxins, lead, mercury, radiation, but also lactic acid. So they put their algae in smoothies. So that's another way you could take it. You could swallow them. You could chew them. You could put them in smoothies. It's pretty incredible what this stuff does. And I will walk you through some of the science that shows you that this is all science-based. I don't say anything I don't have a PubMed article to back me up on. And it's crazy what this stuff does.
Yeah. So tell us about the nutrients. And then, of course, with chlorophyll, we have to get into the difference. But I know there's a lot of vitamins, proteins. And then what is the difference with chlorophyll and spirulina? And should they be taken at the same time?
Okay. Well, lots of questions. that's okay. What I'm going to do is I'll explain the different purposes for the different algae, and that will lead me into the chlorophyll conversation. So spirulina has been known forever as being an energizing algae, which is why we call ours energy bits. Now, before you start thinking, well, it's energizing like a stimulant, it's not a stimulant. Stimulants are like caffeine, chemicals or sugar. They speed up molecules, but you get a burst of energy and then you get a crash. Spirulina is not like that. A stimulant is like putting paper on a fire. Boom. Chlorellas or spirulina is like putting a log on the fire. Very steady, quiet energy. Because what it's doing is it's generating energy at the cellular level. Because it has various nutrients that improve the production of cellular energy, which is called ATP. So this is very energizing. It also, spirulina also has the highest concentration of protein, as I mentioned, but it's 18 of the 20 aminos, including the 9 your body can't make. So it's a complete protein. And spirulina isn't even a plant. It's a bacteria. It's called a cyanobacteria. And we'll talk about how cyanobacteria was the first life on Earth later on. But the reason I want you to know that it's a bacteria is because it has no cellulose wall, zero fiber, zero. So there's nothing for your body to break down to get access to all the protein, all the aminos. It's also loaded with B vitamins that convert the aminos into energy. So you're getting the conversion of the aminos into energy, which gives you mental and physical energy. And then you get the additional ATP production by the mitochondria. So very, very nourishing, energizing, but not a rush, not a crash. It's very steady, quiet energy. Now, the interesting thing you need to know about ATP, which is the form of cellular energy that your body uses, you can't store ATP. You know, a lot of us know you can't store vitamin C, which is why you need it every day. Well, when you generate ATP, your body uses it in the moment for whatever is the greatest need in the moment. So the athletes love to take this before a workout or a run or anything, because the energy is directed towards their activity. So if you want to see if this is really working for you, just take it before a workout. You will have the best workout ever. You'll lift more, you'll run faster, you'll run further, and you won't even notice it because it's effortless. It just generates more ATP. But if you take it and you're maybe just you're driving a car, or you're reading a book, or you're writing an exam, now your brain is using the ATP. So your focus will be improved. And if you're doing a combination, both of those things will happen. There's also so much essential fatty acid and the protein, it satisfies your hunger. So some people take 30 for lunch. I eat them all day long. I have them for breakfast, lunch, afternoon snack, because there's no limit. It's food. That's the other thing you need to know. Algae tablets are not a supplement. We grow them in fresh water. I'm going to show you a picture of a farm. And then we air dry them without high heat. So we preserve all the nutrients. And then we just press them into these little tablets. Here's a picture I'm going to show you. Here's a spirulina farm. And here's a chlorella farm. Spirulina is called spirulina because it grows long and narrow, and chlorella grows out puffy. But this is a farm. It's an agricultural crop, not a supplement. That's why it's absorbed 99% bioavailable. Unlike a lot of supplements that are made from extracts or synthetics, your body doesn't recognize them. So the bioavailability is like 10%. This is 99%. So you get all the nourishment you need, high protein, high chlorophyll, all of the B vitamins, including B12, all the electrolytes, magnesium, potassium. You can eliminate fish oil, a multivitamin, collagen powder. This has more collagen in it than collagen powder. So this replaces a lot of supplements, and it's from food. So it's nourishing, energizing, and effortless to take. So it's great in the morning to get you out your door, have it for lunch if you want. And then a lot of people take another 10 or 15 around 2, because in the afternoon, your body, your cortisol drops. And that's when people start to get that fatigue. So if you just take another 10 or 15, you'll get pop back right in, and your energy will sustain you through the rest of the day. You can take as many as you want, but yeah. So that's spirulina, very nourishing and energizing, particularly for the mitochondria.
So how long have you been taking these, and do you take them? Do you take collagen or omega-3 supplements? I'm curious. And
I take nothing else. I don't take any other supplements, and I don't take any medications. And I have been taking these every day for the last 15 years since I discovered them. I wouldn't go a day without them. I wouldn't know how to. I mean, I do eat real food, and I just eat very clean. I love eggs and grass-fed beef, but I don't. I'd stay away from processed carbs for sure, as all of us should.
Are you ready to elevate your health and wellness journey? Let me tell you about Bahala Vitality, your online destination for integrative health solutions. Whether you're looking to lose weight, balance your hormones, explore peptide treatments, or enhance your vitality, Bahala Vitality creates personalized plans to help you reach your goals. And here's the best part. Use my code JENNY20 for $20 off your first service. Just click the link in the show notes to get started. Take charge of your health today with Bahala Vitality, because your wellness journey deserves the best. Are you ready to take your home wellness to the next level? Right now, there's a huge sale on two of my absolute favorite products, Aqua True water purifiers and Air Doctor air filtration systems. Aqua True uses advanced reverse osmosis technology to remove contaminants like lead, chlorine, and PFAS, giving you pure, delicious water right from your tap. And Air Doctor features Ultra HEPA filters that capture even the smallest particles, like allergens and toxins, to ensure you're breathing the cleanest air possible. To grab these deals, just click the link in the show notes for a special discount. Don't miss the opportunity to create a healthier home environment for you and your family.
But this is really, and I'll share with you, I'm 68, so I'm 2 years away from 70. Right? And this is all my own hair, no extensions. I don't do Botox. Everything moves.
Oh,
I just got my PhD, so my brain's obviously working, and I'm very active. I travel nonstop, lecturing around the country. I only have young millennials, and they can't keep up with me. So, and I sleep well, I poop well. Honestly, I'm the poster child for algae. I'm like Benjamin Button. I'm not aging anymore. In fact, I look younger now than I did 10 years ago.
My goodness. I mean, I love the taste. I do a lot of things, but I feel great since taking them. And I know it also like helps with the chlorophyll for detoxing and everything in the liver. So yeah, this is such an inspiration. It's so much better than the powder, because I've had, you know, that Hawaiian spirulina powder, and it gets everywhere and it kind of makes a mess.
Well, that's the trouble. I chose to go with the tablets because you can travel with them. You can still grind them up if you want the powder. You can add them to a smoothie. You can add them to trail mix. I love the chlorella. We'll talk about chlorella next. With pistachio nuts or macadamia nuts, they taste delicious. Sea salt, just on sea salt, salad garnish. So they're just easier, more portable, so very, very flexible. Because I wanted everyone to be able to get the nourishment they needed, because our food has nothing in them anymore. Wow. It doesn't matter if you're eating organic. The soils are just dead. They've been so monocropped. And so when your body can't get the nourishment it needs, just like your cell phone, if you don't charge your cell phone, it's not going to work the next day. If your body isn't getting the nourishment, particularly your mitochondria, and we'll talk about that in a minute, it's impossible for you to have the energy. And especially for women, as we go through perimenopause and menopause, there are a lot of hormones that drop, our melatonin drops. There's a pretty important antioxidant called superoxidismutase that we'll talk about. It also drops. And so women are getting brain fog and weight gain and fatigue and sleep issues and hormonal issues. And it's all related to the fact that their mitochondria aren't getting the nourishment and are not being protected any longer. And spirulina, it comes in like the superhero, and I'll tell you what it does to restore your mitochondria. So you can sail through perimenopause and menopause and not have all those issues. So it's pretty amazing what it does. So it's definitely a mitochondria health algae, as well as being a very nourishing algae.
Are they also more stable in the tablets versus powder?
Well, it's not really a stability issue. What it is how you grow it and how you dry it. We're known for our high quality and efficacy and safety because, first of all, we grow ours in triple filtered spring mountain water. Most of the algae that you're going to find at Target, even Whole Foods, any of the department stores, I can almost promise you it's grown in China or India. It's where 90% of the algae that's sold in America is grown. And most companies they sell hundreds of other products. So they just don't pay attention to how it's grown. So number one, the purity of the water is usually not as high as ours. But the even more critical thing is that all of these companies who are selling at Target or Whole Foods or BJ's or Trader Joe's, they're lower priced. And so they have to sell more to make money. And to do that, they cut corners. And one of the key corner they cut is that they use high heat to dry it so they can get to market quickly and press it into the tablets. But high heat deactivates some critical nutrients we're going to talk about today so that you're not getting the full impact. We have never used high heat to dry our algae. So to get the same, ours is raw. And places like the Hippocrates Institute and the Gerson Institute, they give their patients who come to them who are very sick with stage 3-4 cancer. And one of the first things they do is they give them raw, fresh spirulina every day because it has nutrients in it that are proven to kill cancer cells and to restore the mitochondria. But so does ours, because we don't use high heat to dry it. So they're going to, we've been approached by them. They want to work with us because they have not been able to find a raw spirulina for their patients to use once they leave the clinic, because it's hard to get and it's expensive and it expires quickly and it's messy and tastes terrible. So the key issue for us that distinguishes us from most of the other algae companies is that we don't use high heat. And when we talk about mitochondria, one of those antioxidants is called superoxidismutase. It's also an enzyme. So and enzymes are deactivated by high heat over 114 degrees. All enzymes. So it's like buying a car with no engine. Yes, you're getting in the protein. Yes, you'll get some chlorophyll, but you're missing the good stuff. Yes. You're not going to get out of the driveway if your car doesn't have an engine in it. So don't cheat yourself by getting lesser quality algae. You're missing the key things that are going to keep you alive and healthy as you age, particularly for women. So I'm quite proud that we are a gold standard. And we only sell through doctors and functional medicine and biohacking clinics. We don't sell through mass chain retail. And so we do. And part of the reason is because we do third party lab tests here in the United States. Mm-hmm. And we share those with the doctors so that they can see that the nutrients are exactly what we say they are, that there aren't toxins in there. So it's very, very clean food. I don't think there's any other food in the world, quite honestly, that's as clean and nutrient dense and pure as our spirulina or chlorella algae. So very proud of that. So let's talk about chlorella. So remember I said spirulina's claim to fame is the highest protein in the world and the most bioavailable. The chlorella claim to fame is it has the highest chlorophyll. Mm-hmm. Spirulina is called a blue-green algae because it has two pigments in it. One is chlorophyll, which we're talking about now. The second one is a blue pigment called phycocyanin. And I'm going to talk about that later on because it's proven to kill cancer cells. But spirulina has two pigments, chlorophyll and phycocyanin, the blue one. Chlorella only has one pigment, which is chlorophyll. It's called chlorella because it's got of the chlorophyll. There is nothing in the world with more chlorophyll than chlorella. So don't take chlorophyll drops. Take chlorella because, first of all, it has 25 times more chlorophyll than liquid chlorophyll. 500 times more chlorophyll than arugula. There is nothing in the world with more chlorophyll than chlorella algae, period, full stop. And when you take chlorophyll drops, you only get chlorophyll. When you take chlorella, you're getting also the highest chlorophyll in the world, plus 40 vitamins and minerals, 60% protein. It's the gift that keeps on giving. So you never need to take chlorophyll ever again the chlorella algae. So very, very high in chlorophyll. So what is so important about chlorophyll? Well, number one, it's a fat-based pigment. And why is that important? Because all of your cells have what's called a lipid membrane, which means it's a fancy word for saying fats. You want your cell membrane to be moist so that because your cell membrane, here's the cool thing. Your cell membrane is actually your body's brain. It's not the nucleus, it's the membrane. And your membrane has antennas, also known as receptors, that connect with other nutrients and pull them in. But they won't work very well if it's all shriveled up and dried because it doesn't have the proper lipids. That's why we take omega-3. That's why we take D3 and vitamin A. Well, chlorophyll is a fat-based pigment. So it does the same thing. It heals your cell walls, just like any other fat would do, which is number one, pretty important. Number two, you probably may not know this, but the chemical composition of chlorophyll, I'm going to show you a picture, is virtually identical to the chemical composition of your hemoglobin. Here's chlorophyll on the left. Here's your red blood cells on the right. Absolutely identical. So when you are taking chlorophyll, you are building your blood. But the problem is our food doesn't have any chlorophyll anymore. My arugula goes yellow after day three. It's just not there because the soils don't have it. The sun is, the ozone layer is damaged. Our plants just don't have, that's why people are taking chlorophyll water because they're not getting chlorophyll from their vegetables. This is the answer. You want healthy blood. They used to give the injured liquid chlorophyll after surgery, even as recent as World War II, because they would heal just as fast as if they'd had a blood transfusion. Crazy, right? But, you know, that practice is, you know, not used very much anymore. But I want you to know chlorophyll is really important. And anybody who's carnivore, listen up, because you aren't eating vegetables. We know you aren't, because you're eating just meat. You're missing the opportunity to build your blood by missing out on the chlorophyll. So build your cell walls, because it's a fat-based pigment. Builds your blood. Oh, and it also kills bacteria. It kills it in your mouth. It kills it in your colon. It kills it everywhere. And again, not to beat up on the carnivores, man, you guys, you generally have pretty bad breath because of all that meat that gets stuck in your teeth. Chlorophyll will solve that problem for you. Same with your pets. If your dog has bad breath, man, just give them some chlorella algae that will clean up that bad breath instantly. But here's the thing with chlorophyll. Because it kills bacteria and it's so high in the algae, this is why you see algae showing up as algae blooms in beaches, because it shows up to kill the bacteria and it also absorbs toxins. Algae gets the bum rap as messing up people's beaches, but it's the cleanup crew. It only showed up because there was bacteria there or there were toxins there and you couldn't see the bacteria or the toxins, but you can see the algae. And so don't blame the algae for cleaning your, be thankful. And it does the same thing in your body. It's the cleanup crew. It gets rid of all the, what I call, and we'll talk about the chlorella more, because it also stimulates what's called peristalsis, which is known as a bowel movement. Because if you're on medications, you're not drinking enough water, you're not getting enough fiber, you're stressed, you're not moving, you're older, lots of older people get constipated. All of these things cause constipation. And chlorella, because of the high chlorophyll and other nutrients, stimulates bowel movements. Because it's not just what you're putting the nourishment into your body. You need to get rid of what I call the junk in your trunk, the stuff that your body didn't want. These are toxins, things that just your body said, nope, I've had enough of that. And it sits in your colon. But if you're not having a regular bowel movement every day, your bloodstream circulates around the colon and picks up those toxins and recirculates them. I tell people it's like having a garbage truck parked in front of your house permanently. You need to get the stuff in your colon out every day. And chlorella does that. So, and lots of times when people, because spirulina has such high protein, if you're not drinking a lot of water, you could get a little constipated. That's why you want to start introducing chlorella, because it will clean up and move things through for you. There's so much chlorophyll in here. And by the way, fiber, because remember I said spirulina was a bacteria? Chlorella does belong to the plant kingdom. It has a hard cell wall, which is made of fiber. So two things about that hard cell wall. It attaches to all the heavy metals, lead, mercury, radiation, aluminum, glyphosates, pesticides, alcohol, anything, and attaches to them and pull them out. So it's a chelator. So that hard cell wall is very, very important for removing toxins. And that cell wall has fiber in it, which feeds your gut biome. Your gut has bacteria in it. The healthy ones need fiber, so that they can create what's called short-chain fatty acids, which makes your gut healthy and communicates well with your brain. And so chlorella has the fiber that does this. Chlorella also has the highest tryptophan in the world, which is a precursor to melatonin. That melatonin helps you sleep. So the precursor won't make you sleepy, but it will just help you get into a deep sleep when you are sleeping. So all of this is why chlorella algae is considered a wellness algae. That's why we call it recovery bits. It helps you recover your health, recover your gut health, whereas spirulina is a nourishing, energizing algae. So because it's so nourishing for your mitochondria too, spirulina, and because your brain has the most mitochondria, there's 2 million mitochondria per cell in your brain. Think of spirulina as brain food and think of chlorella as gut food. And of course, the vagus nerve connects the two of them. So when you take both of them, you're helping work out issues with your brain and with your gut. Now, your body goes through a detox repair cycle when you're sleeping. So you could take chlorella any time of day, definitely after sports, helps with digestion, but definitely take it before bed. Because when you have chlorella in your bloodstream while you're sleeping, that cleanup crew that's in there pulling the metals out of your brain and the repairing your stem cells, it will work better when it has chlorella there to support it. So that's why we suggest chlorella before bed. You could take it any time of day, but definitely before bed. And again, 10 is sufficient to get you the wellness benefits, the chlorophyll and all the other nutrients. But for detox and real serious repair, the therapeutic amount is 30 tablets. Now, remember, they're really tiny. They're absolutely the tiniest that you... They're effortless to take. Look how small they are. One of these, again, has the same nutrients as an entire plate of vegetables. There's so much nutrition in here. So you could put them with some sea salt if you didn't want to eat anything with high protein or whatever. They taste great with slices of strawberries or any kind of berries. But generally, you want energy and focus in the morning, and that's what spirulina does for you. And then chlorella, because it is the wellness detoxing, stimulates peristalsis, is the bowel movement. This is what you want before bed. So for a therapeutic dose, 30 spirulina a day, morning, noon, afternoon, and therapeutic dose for chlorella would be 30. But to just fill nutritional gaps, 10 and 10 is sufficient.
I'm curious. I know someone who developed a spirulina tablet for like the oral microbiome. So she just chews on them for her oral health and says it basically neutralizes kind of your oral microbiome.
Oh, yeah. Chewing. I encourage people to chew them. Most people don't like the flavor of spirulina. But if you can get used to it, it's much better because, first of all, it will get absorbed in seconds, not minutes, seconds, because it goes sublingually through your mouth into your bloodstream, literally bypasses digestion. This is why it's so effective at healing your mitochondria, because the absorption is so immediate. Chlorella does take a full hour and a half to get fully absorbed because it has that hard cell wall. But either one of them, and chlorella, almost everybody loves the taste of chlorella. Yeah. So in both cases, chewing them will kill bacteria in your mouth, because they both have chlorophyll, and that's what chlorophyll does. It restores, and every time you're swallowing anything, you will restore the biome, the gut biome, if your mouth is healthy. And this, either spirulina or chlorella, will do that for you. So it's really great to chew. Now, if you're going to chew them, again, my favorite is pistachio nuts. And I have a brand called Wonderful. You can buy them on Amazon, Whole Foods. My favorite flavor is salt and vinegar, because it just adds a sort of tartness to it. And it's delicious, especially with the chlorella. The other nut I recommend is macadamia nuts, which is also a very great nut, very soft, very high in, it's a short chain fatty acid in the macadamia nut. Both of them are very low in lectins and very soft, because a lot of nuts like almonds, I used to eat a lot of, I never eat almonds anymore. First of all, they're loaded with lectins and oxalates, and they are very hard. It's the dirty little secret that only the dentistry community knows. They crack your teeth. It's easy to crack teeth with almonds. I had 3 crowns as a result of eating almonds. I don't eat almonds anymore. But pistachio nuts and macadamia nuts are soft nuts and very low in lectins. So they're the two that I generally recommend with the chewing the algae. Yeah, it's great.
Also higher in omega 3 versus omega 6. Almonds are higher in omega 6. So
are they? Oh, really? Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Oh, wow.
And that's why. Well, like Johnson has a macadamia and walnut, I think, his butter. And he doesn't do almonds either.
Yeah.
Love the taste.
These are the hacks that you learn over time, and then you get, and they're reinforced. In fact, we work with a lot of dentists, biological dentists, because they love the chlorella for themselves and for their patients, because it will remove mercury. And when you're getting those amygdalas removed, which are the fillings that are silver, the silver is mercury. And if you haven't removed them, please try to get them removed, because every time you swallow, a very small amount of mercury is going down your stomach. And so this will remove, if you do have them, you definitely need chlorella to pull out any mercury that is getting into your body. And the biological dentists are very careful. They put masks on and all. It's quite an operation. But they insist that their patients take chlorella even before the operation, and immediately afterwards, or the removal. And they take it too, because it gets, the mercury gets out into the air. So
it's really toxic. And I'm always surprised that they still allow this. I did a whole podcast with a biological biohacker dentist.
I mean, the procedure for that, and just to make sure they're not ingesting in it. And they even told me they allow like pregnant women, I think, to get mercury fillings still. And I'm just, you know,
oh, that's so-
I know it's insane that what they allow. And then, yeah, it just goes on and on. But is there clinical research that it, you know, helps the gut, helps the oral microbiome or any of these things, skin? What you said you listen or research a lot, especially PubMed. So what is out there claiming that this benefits people?
So what was the question?
Clinical research, what does the clinical research say this algae is helping for our bodies?
Well, it acts as a prebiotic, first of all. I will admit most of my research has been focused on mitochondria health. I haven't dug as deep into gut health. But with 100,000 studies, there's plenty there. So I just haven't, you know, you got to kind of pick where you want to focus on. So the gut health has not been where I've been directing most of my research. But things like the fact that you have to have fiber, which is, everyone knows that for the short chain fatty acids. You want something that acts as a prebiotic. You want enzymes. It's loaded with enzymes, and it's food. At least ours, algae is food, not a supplement. And it's so easily absorbed. So it's you know, not just what you eat, it's what you absorb, right? Especially the spirulina, which is a bacteria. So yeah. And all of your digestion, 80% of your immune system is in your gut. Your immune system. I don't know if this addresses the gut issue or not, but your immune system, they're like your police force. They look after you. They protect you. And so you want them to be able to do what they need to do. Because what does a police force do if there's a invader? They come to the site of where the emergency is. They grab the invader and get them out of there. That's what your immune system does. It identifies whatever shouldn't be there, kills it. Police force doesn't always kill people, but anyways, it kills it and removes it and remembers it for the next time. But in order to do that, your immune system needs certain nutrients, zinc, vitamin A. There's a list of about 12 things that have been identified that your immune system must have, because it's like having a police force, but blindfolding them or not giving them a car to get to the scene of the crime. The police force needs certain instruments to be able to do their job. Your immune system, same thing. It needs certain vitamins and minerals to be able to do its job. And the chlorella in particular have all of those nutrients in it. So it really reinforces your immune system so it can look after you. And your immune system is buried in your gut as part of that functionality. I'm not sure if that's quite it.
Well, like, for example, heavy metals. Have they done any research saying, okay, this person has heavy metals, then they take chlorella and then the heavy metals are gone? Because I know heavy metals is a huge thing for people. A lot of people have heavy metals, mold, parasites. We kind of just have like a little sludge of everything.
There's tens of thousands of studies, as I'm trying to tell you. It's endless. You could just Google it. The trouble is, I think this is the problem. There's almost too much research. I personally have read like about 3,000 of these scientific papers. And each scientific paper takes a particular angle. It's either mitochondria health or inflammation or a detox or could be some part, a particular part. So there's thousands of studies about the detox, thousands of them, and chelating all the heavy. So I can't reference one in particular because, again, I don't dwell that much on the gut health as I have on mitochondria health. There's a doctor by the name of Dr. Klinghart. He's a German, lived in Seattle area, I think, for 50 years. And he's a big detox expert and has been a proponent of chlorella for 40 years. And I think even if you go on his site, he probably has lots of references, PubMed references. We're going to be cataloging these scientific papers is an enormous project. And as the chief scientific officer, first I've been collecting them and reading them and understanding them and reinterpreting the science-y knowledge into ways that consumers could understand it. But we're cataloging them too, and we will soon be putting more them on our website. We'll have drop downs so that we'll address detox, we'll address mitochondria health, different ailments, and give you the links directly to those PubMed articles. But it's a, you know, I run the company and I do all the science. So we're getting there, but it's going to be a few more months before we have it all nicely cataloged for people. Usually what people do is they have a health issue that they want to know how this helps them with. And so we're getting deeper into the gut health piece, because the irony is the gut health is still connected to mitochondria health, because your mitochondria generate your energy for everything, including digestion, including, and you know that there's only one cell membrane in your gut lining that separates your gut from your body and your bloodstream, and lectins and oxalates can puncture those and cause autoimmune. So the first thing we want to do is nourish the gut lining back to health, so that it can, so you don't have that issue any longer.
Yeah. And podcast that the number one selling drug is for autoimmune. I had no idea, but it's becoming such a, it's increasing exponentially, the autoimmune disease and the leaky gut. I mean, you have these big molecules going through to your bloodstream, your body gets confused, starts attacking itself, and it's really hard to reverse. So people really need to make sure they're, you know, nourishing their gut, making sure their gut lining is, you know, strong, and you don't allow these, you know, big molecules and toxins right into your bloodstream. Yeah.
And the problem, of course, is by the time you have a leaky gut or you're having gut issues, you probably have digestive issues. And so people say, well, eat fermented foods. Well, I can't eat fermented foods myself because it gives me gas. I can't eat cabbage. I wish I could, but I can't. So this is why I really love chlorella so much, because it offers all of these benefits of fiber or fermented foods, but it does it without gut distress. It's this miracle. I mean, it's almost a miracle if it wasn't so well researched. And what I'll try to do is when we finish, I'll go through and see if I can find some of the detox scientific articles that we started cataloging, so we can send them to you, because that sounds like that's one of your, you know, community's biggest interests. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, everyone has, you know, it's really, our health is just, I feel like, being under attack. And a lot of people don't talk about it, but because I talk to everyone I know about health, I hear all the things, and you don't know. You see people on Instagram, they look like they're all healthy and have been enjoying their life. And most people have health issues, and they have something. So it's, you know, and it's all part of it. It's the gut, it's the brain, it's, you know, your oral, it's all connected. So it all comes into play. And a lot of people are on medication now. A lot of people have gut issues. But I was going to say, I actually tried these fermented tablets. These, I think they're spirulina or chlorella tablets from a different company. And they did actually give me gas. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. I didn't know if it was the quality, but they're actually fermented tablets. And yeah, it actually like kind of gave me some bloating and gas. So I had to stop taking them.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, so with theirs, I know, like, even years ago, I was hearing people taking chlorophyll drops for their skin. So how does this help benefit our skin? And then have you noticed a difference with your skin as well?
Oh, yeah. Oh, terrific. Well, you know, I guess chlorophyll, because it's alkaline, one of the things it does is, you know, neutralizes. When you have breakouts, blemishes are usually bacteria, hormonal blemishes, but a lot of it's bacteria. And again, chlorophyll kills bacteria. So that's one of the benefits of having chlorophyll, but there's more chlorophyll in spirulina and chlorella than chlorophyll water. I'm glad people were taking chlorophyll water, but it's the warm-up act. You don't cheat yourself of all the other good stuff that you would get from algae, because you get more chlorophyll than you get from chlorophyll drops. And you get all these other good things like collagen powder and protein and whatever. The other thing is this issue of antioxidants. So antioxidants are necessary for everything, including your skin health. And chlorophyll is an antioxidant as well. So what do antioxidants do? Well, you've heard of a free radical. Free radicals are molecules with an unpaired electron. And so nature loves balance. And if you have something that's unpaired, unbalanced, it will steal an electron from a neighboring molecule to balance itself out. But then that causes damage. And so it leaves that molecule unbalanced because it just lost an electron. And so that's how damage happens in your, at the cellular level, whether it's causing wrinkles in your skin or causing damage at a, in an organ. So these things called antioxidants, they have extra electrons to donate to these that neutralize the free radicals. So when you donate the extra electron, it neutralizes the free radical, so it's not causing damage any longer. And so because chlorophyll is an antioxidant, it can do that. But there's much more powerful antioxidants that you need that aren't found anywhere else except in algae. And the one I referred to earlier is called superoxide dismutase. And the reason why, one of the reasons why, well, the main reason I believe in the science seems to indicate it's true, people are getting sick, brain fog, weight gain, chronic disease, gut issues, autoimmune, particularly after they hit 40. After the age of 40, it's like a downhill. It's just everybody slides, right? It's just, it was party time up until then. And then when you hit 40, it's like, boom. And it doesn't have to be that way because I'm an example of that. I'm not quite twice 40, but I'm certainly inching my way up there. And I haven't declined at all. And I take algae every single day. And I think one of the reasons is because of this antioxidant I'm going to explain to you. It's called superoxide dismutase, also known as SOD. So what's so special about it? Well, your mitochondria, remember I mentioned this thing called cellular energy? It's made in the mitochondria through a process called the electron transport chain. But a byproduct of this, and it's called the finished cellular energy is called ATP. A byproduct of creating the cellular energy, which you need for everything, walking, talking, thinking, digesting, lymphatic system, the elimination, everything needs cellular energy. A byproduct are things called free radicals. And you think, oh, well, that's fine. I'll just have some blueberries. Well, the problem is your mitochondria are your only cell organism in your body that has two cell membranes. Remember I mentioned earlier the lipid membrane that's around all of your cells that has all the antennas to pick up all the different receptors? Well, your mitochondria has that, but it also has a second membrane that doesn't exist anywhere else in nature. So here's the picture. Here's the outer membrane, and then there's an inner membrane in there. Okay, so what's so important about this inner membrane? It's impenetrable by most antioxidants. Vitamin C, vitamin E, none of that can get in there. All of these free radicals that are being produced as a byproduct of ATP are being released and damaging your mitochondria. There is a couple of antioxidants, and one in particular that's the most important that can get in there, and it's called superoxide dismutase. And the reason why it's so important is because when you have that free radical that's being released as a byproduct of ATP, it's a special one in the mitochondria. It's called superoxide, and it is the most damaging free radical in your entire body. And what makes it so damaging? It has three unpaired electrons. All your other free radicals have one unpaired electron. Superoxide, which is only in your mitochondria, has three. So it's like trifecta of damage. Oh. But there's this antioxidant called superoxide dismutase. The dismutase means it's dimming it. It neutralizes the free radicals. Fantastic. And here's the best news. Your body makes it for you from the moment you're born. You're just like it makes melatonin, just like it makes glutathione, just like it makes hormones. It makes this stuff called, I'll say SOD because it's shorter. From the moment you're born, here's the bad news. Once you hit 30, it slows down the production of this superoxide dismutase, just like it also slows down melatonin, hormones, just about everything. And by 40, you have none, none. What? So up from 0 to 40, age 40, these free radicals are being released, but your body and its intelligence has this SOD stuff. It's like having a fireman in there, just hoses down the free radicals, neutralizes them, and literally turns them into oxygen and water. Hoses them down. Boop, 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 boop. It's like Pac-Man, the old Pac-Man thing. Perfect, right? Until 40. Once you hit 40, that fireman's out of there. He's at somebody else's house. He's not putting out any fire. Now, your poor little mitochondria are exposed to all those free radicals because there's nobody to save them. This is what happens at 40 and 50 and 60 because your mitochondria get damaged, more damaged, more damaged. They die, they mutate, they die, they mutate. Because your mitochondria, think of them like light bulbs. In an office, you can't do any work without any light. And your mitochondria are your light bulbs. They're also your electricity. And as you get older, when your fireman's gone and your peripheral mitochondria are dying, it's like your lights are going out. Your lights go out. Your lights go out. Your lights go out. The older you get, lights go out.
Yeah.
But because you need cellular energy. If you don't have cellular energy, you can't think, you can't walk, you can't digest, you can't do anything. You can't recover from, you can't fight off a vaccine, you can't fight off COVID, nothing. You can't do anything without cellular energy except die. But spirulina comes to the rescue. It has the highest concentration of superoxide dismutase in the universe. And because spirulina is a bacteria, so there's nothing for your body to break down to get access to the 40 vitamins and minerals, including the superoxide dismutase, goes right in there, saves the mitochondria. We even did a clinical trial this summer that proved it. We did a clinical trial with a small group of people. We used a company called MeScreen, MeScreen.com. They've developed a blood test that will test the health of your mitochondria. So we gave these people a blood test. Then we gave them spirulina for 7 days, did another blood test, more spirulina for the rest of the 30 days, another blood test. And after the first 7 days, there was so much restoration, more ATP being produced, more capacity of the mitochondria. The scientist who oversaw the study for us, his name is Dr. Hemal Patel. He's down at University of Southern California, San Diego, and he does all the brain research for Dr. Joe Dispenza. Anyways, a quote from him, he said, in 7 days of taking spirulina, the kind of improvement in the mitochondria, the only other time he'd seen that kind of improvement was after in another clinical trial where they did intermittent fasting for 90 days. So a group of people did intermittent fasting for 90 days and got some improvement in their mitochondria, or 7 days of spirulina. And the reason why you get improvement in your mitochondria, and I encourage people to do intermittent fasting, is because when you're not eating, there's fewer free radicals being released because there's not the digestion going on. So it gives your mitochondria and your cells a chance to clean up or go through this process, which is healthy cell death called apoptosis, where the cell says, hey, this has been a great ride, but it's time for me to go. I'm out of here. And it subdivides itself into other healthy cells without inflammation. So it's like having your cell retire. It's like, hey guys, good luck. Thanks. Enjoy the ride. So when you're not eating, that process can go on. So that's why intermittent fasting is really good for your mitochondria health and your strength. And if you really want to, you know, supercharge your health, do intermittent fasting and spirulina, because there's no carbs, first of all, in spirulina or chlorella. So it will not interfere with your fasting and also make the fasting easier because you're not going to be hungry. You're not going to be tired. You got good focus. You know, it's a win-win all around. So the best of all situations would be to do intermittent fasting and spirulina in the morning and the afternoon, and then finish your day with chlorella to pull out any toxins that are released. Because by the way, another benefit, I haven't talked about it yet, but the blue pigment is in spirulina, which is called phycocyanin, is proven to kill cancer cells. I'd say that's pretty important. And something called senescent cells. So, and we have all the science about that too, and the chemotherapy companies actually use it. So like when I tell you that spirulina and chlorella will change your life, I am serious. It will probably even save your life. Every single person in the world should be taking spirulina for sure, and probably chlorella every single day. It will save you money. It will save you time. Yeah. Just to show you how much nutrition is in here, I used that quote from NASA that says 1 gram of algae has the same nutrition as 1,000 grams of fruits and vegetables. So there's 1,000 tablets in these bags here, the large bags. I did the math and that works out to equivalent of 551 pounds of vegetables. That's 30 grocery carts of vegetables right here that you didn't have to drag home, clean, cook, eat, throw out when nobody ate them or when it went bad, it gave you gas. 30 grocery carts of nutrition right here. Yeah. And if you take 10 tablets a day, and we have a discount code, a 20% discount code for your listeners, Biohacker Blondie, it works out to $1 a day. $1 a day. If you take 10 of these, you'll save your mitochondria, you'll help your gut biome, you'll improve your focus, you can eliminate lots of your other multivitamins. I mean, it lasts for 3 years. What vegetable lasts for 3 years, right? So I get pretty excited about what it will do for people and how easy it is to take. So yeah, it's pretty amazing.
I really love them. And now that I think about it, like I've been eating them at night because it's great to munch on just because there's no carbs as well. So if you like are craving something, having trouble like fasting, it's a great thing to kind of just munch on at night. And then I didn't even realize with the sleep and my energy, I mean, I do other things, but yeah, my energy has been amazing. My recovery has been amazing. So I've been loving them. And so I'm a fan for sure. So anyone's asking, I'm loving them too. So, and I'm curious, quick question. Can you put spirulina or chlorella on your face? Like, is this something?
Sure.
Do you do this? Do you have like some face, like do you put the powder and water? And
I don't, just because I don't have the time to do that. But we've had people make masks out of them. Spas, there's masks that you can buy on the market that are spirulina or chlorella based. You would just grind it up in a coffee grinder into a powder. And then, you might want to, you could maybe add some olive oil or coconut oil or something to, nourish. The chlorella would be pulling toxins out and the spirulina would be more nourishing in.
Your skin looks amazing. And I'm like,
I know.
I mean, your energy is amazing at 60. I mean, a lot of people, this is so inspiring for anyone who's listening that's older, because a lot of people think that at your age, they are just like not going to be doing well, being lethargic, gaining weight, on 7-10 medications.
Oh, I know.
So this is so inspiring. And you look amazing. I'm like, what is your routine? What is your skincare?
So honestly, I have used the same facial cream for 30 years. It's just it's from Germany. It's called Dr. Hauschka. It's not fancy. And I do virtually nothing. I just put that on in the morning and that at night, nothing else. But so the thing you need to understand is that your skin is nourished from your bloodstream. And so if your bloodstream is full of great nourishment and nutrients and antioxidants and protein and collagen, and it's going to have the effect of doing more for your skin health than what you put on your skin. It's beauty from the inside. So, and we have a brand called Beauty Bits for that reason. They're spirulina, just like Energy Bits. I found that the women didn't like the blue packaging, but
that's why it's a pink packaging.
Yeah. But I have a very simple, the other thing I will say that I know is really helping me is sleep. I make sleep a priority. And because again, that's when you have the repair cycles when you're sleeping. And if you can't get into that deep sleep, your body just can't repair. So, and pull out toxins. So I attribute so much of it to the algae. Who knew? When I just started this to help my sister recover. And then I thought I could help a few more people. And I've turned into this Benjamin Button character. I actually recently met Brian Johnson, guy who's been getting a lot of press. He's actually a really nice guy. The press has made him out to be like some sort of freak. He's not. But, they cherry pick things that he's doing. But he's actually a normal guy. And he has all the money in the world. He doesn't have to do this. He's got $400 million from selling his high-tech company. But God bless him. He's curious guy and he wants to find out what's going on. So I talked to him quite a bit at a conference we were at recently together. And I said, Brian, I want us to have a smackdown. I want to go the two of us do all these tests because he's spending, $2 million a year on stem cells. And like, he's got all these doctors and blah, blah. And I spend the equivalent, if I was you and I was, it's like the equivalent of $12 a day. So over the course of a year, maybe $1,000. But then of course my grocery bill is plummeted, but 2 million versus a couple of hundred. And I had some tests done last year that showed my biological age is 30, and all of his testing, he's 48, and his biological tests show he's 43 or something. So he's knocked off 5 years with $5 million invested. I knocked off 30 years with just like hundreds of dollars. So like who's the winner here?
I would love to see this. Let's go. He actually lives here in Venice. So
pardon me?
He lives here in Venice.
Does he? Yeah. Well, so I don't know if you've met him, but like I say, he's a nice guy, but he also prioritizes sleep. He takes like about 100 supplements. I don't. I take nothing. I will, except vitamin. I do take vitamin C because there's not a lot of vitamin C in algae. And I'm very sensitive to sugar, so I can't eat a lot of fruit. So I do take a vitamin C. That's the only thing I take. And it's made from, vegetables. So, my countertop is clean. I don't take fish oil. I don't take a multi. I don't take nothing.
Amazing.
Just algae, and I sleep, and I intermittent fast, and I do yoga, and I walk. I try to do as much exercise as I can, but sleep and algae are my go-tos. Absolutely, for sure, 100%.
Wow, I am completely inspired.
And I'm glad because we are taught by society, especially women, that, nobody wants you after 40. Like life is just get used to it. Get used to the downward spiral. It's just one medication after another. And I'm here to tell you, it's not true. But you have to know how your body is functioning, what's causing, the medications are just addressing symptoms. Symptoms aren't your problem. There's a root cause somewhere. Symptoms are your body saying, over here, do something for me. They're not the problem. They're the announcement card. And it's just you've got to pay attention, but it means you have to make some changes because maybe you're not getting proper sleep. Maybe you're not getting proper nourishment. Maybe there's some spiritual, emotional issues. Because the other thing is, I'm a very spiritual person and you have to see yourself as being healthy. When I started down this path of algae, I made a promise to the universe. I was never going to stop until I could get the world understanding algae and I promised it to my deathbed. I was going to make this. This is my purpose. This is my path. It seemed weird at the time. I told the universe, find somebody else who knows science, but I taught myself the science and then I got the PhD. So the universe was right. I want people to be healthy effortlessly, and algae will feed the world and will feed you, your family, your pets, so that whatever else you eat is just your choice for entertainment, taste buds, but you're nourished. If we're not nourished and if we're not pulling out toxins, it's a hard road. That's why we're taking medications and we're having all these symptoms. Aging does not need to be declining, but we've been taught that they're the same, and it's not. It's not.
I think one of the main issues is like deficiencies and then also all the food with toxins. It's just really destroying people's health, and it destroys your happiness and it destroys your energy.
And if you don't have energy, it's hard to do anything to heal. And that's why I love the Blue Zones. They're opening up a health center here in Miami. But the whole concept, if we don't have people who be role models for us, we don't think something's possible. And you look at these people in the Blue Zones and you think, well, I don't live in the middle of the country and I don't have a garden and I don't, I have an urban life. So I have an urban life and I don't have a garden either. But I tell you, algae is my safety lines to life, and it's effortless and affordable. 10 tablets a day costs you $1 a day. So I want to be a role model for women in particular, but anyone who wants to, think about the fact that there is another option and it doesn't have to be expensive, complicated, or a drug. I can't take credit for algae. Mother Nature created that for us. I can take credit for growing it so carefully and for you that we preserve the nutrition. Again, you don't want the cheap stuff because it's like buying a car without an engine. You want that superoxidismutase to protect your mitochondria, and you want the blue pigment, which is called phycocyanin and spirulina, that is proven to kill cancer cells. And I'm going to just show you one last little chart here. This is how you spell phycocyanin. It's phycocyanin. Because I want you to Google phycocyanin and cancer treatments, and you'll see the same PubMed articles that I have read. And here's one of them right here. They took cancer cells, put it in a petri dish, dyed them purple, and in 24 hours, the cancer cells were basically gone. So they started here. I know the sun's shining, it's hard to see. And then basically none after 24 hours. Phycocyanin kills cancer cells, and it does it through this thing called the electron transport chain, because in a healthy cell, phycocyanin stimulates this molecule called cytochrome C, which is a helper molecule in the electron transport chain. So it moves the electrons across very quickly, the cytochrome C, if it's a healthy cell. This is why spirulina, one of the reasons why it gives you cellular energy, because it speeds up this little helper molecule called cytochrome C. It's like having a Tesla in the middle of your process. But in a cancer cell or a senescent cell, the blue phycocyanin ejects the cytochrome C molecule, which stimulates something called capases, which stimulates something called apoptosis, which is cell death. So the cancer cell or a senescent cell, this cytochrome C molecule is ejected by the blue pigment called phycocyanin and kills cancer cells. Cancer cells cannot on their own go through something called apoptosis, because cancer cells are abnormal cells. They don't know that they're sick. They aren't communicating with any other cells, and they just multiply rapidly. Normally, if you have a healthy cell and it knows that it's sick, it will kill itself. That's called programmed cell death. That's what you want. But when cancer cells can't kill themselves, they just grow and grow and grow and grow. So this blue pigment, phycocyanin, can detect that it's a cancer cell and cause the cell death. Pretty crazy, right?
It is so, I mean, I am really astonished by all this.
Well, I know. See, so now you're starting to see, I mean, I've spent 15 years researching this. For the first six or seven years, I kept thinking, this can't be true. This can't be true. This is too good to be true. This is too good to be true. And the science is there. That's why I tell you, there's so much, but it hasn't made its way out to the consumer. In Asia, they know about it. Not here in America, because algae, 99% of it is grown in Asia and 99% of it is consumed in Asia. So it's not grown here. So you aren't familiar with it. I think one of the, if not the only, one of the few American based algae companies. So the Asian companies, they're not going to tell you about it. They're too busy selling their stuff in Asia. So, and nobody's done the research. The research is there, but nobody's gone into it like I have. So it is amazing. It's almost a miracle, and it's almost unbelievable if there weren't 100,000 studies proving all these different things exist. And just if you just back on the SOD, which is that antioxidant that protects your mitochondria, there are 25,000 studies confirming that superoxidismutase stops and prevents heart disease, stops and prevents Alzheimer's, stops and prevents inflammation. 25,000. The scientists don't know that you can get superoxidismutase from spirulina algae. So everyone knows what this stuff does, but they don't know where to find it. Now you know.
Well, I just learned so much, and I've seen your company many times at conferences, and it's so difficult probably to get the word out when you know people just think it's okay, algae's tablet. But there's so much research and science behind it. I mean, it's honestly.
Yeah.
Hopefully everyone.
That's what I enjoy. I like helping one person at a time. I'll just one at a time. Every day I'll just tell one more person and we get on bigger podcasts.
One person too, and they'll tell their friends and they'll, you know, and so that's what I've also learned with my podcast and family, is that I tell, you know, it gets out to this person and then they tell their person, their friend. So it's really amazing to try and get the word out when it comes to health and everything and, you know, algae.
Yeah. So that's why now, you know, when you set up your biohacking center here in Miami, we got to be there, because
Dr. Holland has had, I'm going to have him on these, because he's had heavy metal, like toxicity, high levels of heavy metals 3 times. And he's taken a detox, I think, of the cell core, but it keeps coming back. So now I'm curious if he takes chlorella.
Well, and not all chlorella is as good as ours. So we'll send you some more product after the show. But he definitely needs to be taking this for sure. Yeah. It works. It works. We've had people's Alzheimer's, you know, goes away. People write us to tell us that their energy's back. 85-year-olds who are incontinent, couldn't sleep, had no energy. They're now joining CrossFit and they're eating once a day. And like, it's just the
cells.
Testimonials are endless. So, you know, it works.
And the best part is like you're changing people's lives. That's why I love this
so much, you know, all the biohacking health and everything, because I just feel like there's no greater gift than giving someone their health.
Yeah.
Like, so when you're doing this and providing this information, you're really helping a lot of people's health and happiness, you know?
Oh, you know, because if you don't have your health, nothing else counts. Nothing else matters, because it's just a... it's such a burden. It's emotional, physical, it's spiritual. So, you know, prioritize sleep, start taking spirulina and chlorella, especially spirulina, every day. There's no upper limit. Yeah. Like you say, NHL players take 75 of each one every day. 10 is sufficient. 10 mm-hmm. costs you a dollar a day with the discount code. Come to Energy Bits. Discount code is BiohackerBlondie.
Yeah. So where can everyone find you on your website? It's energybits.com.
Yes, yes. And we're pretty active on social media, Instagram, Facebook. Energy Bits is the main handle. We write a blog every month, lots of science references. So just come to learn. Algae's here to stay. It's going to just taking a while to get known outside of Asia. And the thing I'd like to leave with you is that algae isn't new. I mentioned at the very beginning, it was the first life on Earth 4 billion years ago. It's still here. It was a cyanobacteria, like spirulina is a cyanobacteria. So spirulina was literally the first life on Earth. That's why I call it spiritualina now. and it was used by the Egyptians, the Aztecs 250 ago. It's used in other countries. And just like you didn't know about chia or matcha or kiwa or bone broth or collagen powder until somebody introduced it to you, even though it'd been around in other countries. Same with algae. It's not new. It's just new to you. So, and it's here to stay. So I'm so happy that your community is hearing about it, learning about it, understanding it. Please try it. And if you don't want to buy the big bag, although that's the best value, again, remember there's 551 pounds. A bag is 130, but your discount code brings it to 104, a dollar a day for 10 tablets. But if you don't want the big bag, that's okay. If you're in America, we sell little pouches with 30 tablets for $6 on Amazon. So try it on Amazon and then come back. And
Walton, yeah. Two that you guys have, which I love, because then I can just refill it and then put it in my purse on the go. So I can just always have them.
Yeah, we have these adorable canisters. I don't have one right in front of me. You only buy a canister once. It comes to the bag inside it and has a little opening in the front. So you, when you get it, you open the bag, pour the tablets into the canister, and then you just shake the tablets out through the opening. And that way your hands don't get green dust on them. If you have a household, there's multiple people using the tablets. You don't get kids with their sticky hands going in there. So it's very, and if you have a spa or a clinic, it's really great for sampling. Very, very clean. And then when you run out of tablets, you just replenish by buying a bag. So you only buy a canister once, and then it will last you years. It's made of cardboard. It's very environmentally friendly. By the way, spirulina and chlorella are the most eco-friendly, sustainable food in the world. So you're helping Mother Earth as well.
This is such a great episode. I am so grateful to have you on explaining all the benefits, because I didn't even know. And I know a lot of this biohacking longevity space. So this was really amazing. And I want everyone to try this.
Thank you. Thank you. My pleasure, Jenny. Thank you for having me. And we're here to help the world, and starting with you.
Yeah, you're doing a great job. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have you ever wanted to improve the way you connect with yourself and others? Equanima's physical card decks make emotional growth simple, interactive, and even fun. These beautiful crafted cards are designed for individuals, couples, and groups, offering a science-backed way to explore emotions, reduce stress, and build stronger relationships. Here's how it works. Each deck provides thought-provoking prompts and activities to help you build self-awareness, improve communication, and create deeper, more meaningful connections. Whether you're navigating your own emotions, fostering connection with your partner, or bringing a sense of mindfulness to your family or friends, these cards are a powerful and easy-to-use tool. Emotional intelligence isn't just a skill, it's the foundation for better relationships, improved well-being, and a calmer, more connected life. With Equanima, you can make emotional wellness accessible and even enjoyable. So why not give it a try? Visit Equanima's website today to grab your own deck and start unlocking your emotional potential. You can use my special discount code BiohackerBlondie10 for 10% off. These cards also make a thoughtful and unique gift for anyone on their own self-discovery journey. Because life is better when we truly understand ourselves and connect deeply with others. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast. A huge thank you to Catherine for sharing her expertise and helping us uncover the incredible benefits of algae for health, energy, and longevity. If you're ready to try algae for yourself, visit energybits.com and use my code BIOHACKERBLONDIE for 20% off. Trust me, it's a simple biohack with transformative potential. If you've enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who could benefit from this amazing knowledge. Thank you for being a part of the Biohacker Blondie community. Stay curious, stay healthy, and keep biohacking your way to a better life.